If you're in the market for a new car, the U.S. government may have just the ride for you. But you better check the trunk. Its last owner may have filled it with drugs or stolen goods. The cars and thousands of other items like jewelry, homes, and even businesses go to auction every month. They're put up for sale by the U.S. Marshals Service, and they're worth millions. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
Out near the historic stockyards of Fort Worth, Texas, there's a parking lot next to the old train tracks. There's not much out here, but on days when the U.S. Marshals are selling cars, this place draws a crowd. Marty Dibley and her husband made a beeline for the only station wagon, a silver Dodge Magnum, but they were in for a shock.
Can you imagine? I feel like a fool. Okay, children.
You have to picture this car. The doors don't open out, they open up. And then they tilt, almost like a pair of butterfly wings. It would take three parking spaces to park this car at the supermarket.
I was thinking that'd be a great car until I opened the doors. I'm just a housewife, but I have bat wings.
There are a lot of things about this car that aren't exactly factory direct.
You ought to be able to hear that.
Auction staffer Paul Wibbler flings open the rear door for Rob Hunter and his son. A custom speaker system covered in seamless gray suede takes up half the car.
Your entire neighborhood ought to hear that.
Ooh, I think it's expensive.
Wow, more money than they had since.
That's exactly what the U.S. government thinks, too. This car and thousands more like it that the marshals auction off every year have all been seized from convicted criminals. They were either used in a crime or bought with money illegally obtained. The marshals acquire things to sell from all the federal law enforcement agencies, ATF, FBI, Customs. But the big moneymaker is the DEA. They bring in millions in expensive cars, go-fast boats, and yachts, mostly from drug dealers. The money they make goes back to the agencies and local police. The marshals never reveal the history of the items, but sometimes it's obvious.
That one, if you look inside, they tore that thing apart looking for drugs.
Dusty Rhodes is looking for a car in good condition, but this 28-year veteran of the U.S. Coast Guard knows a drug search when he sees one. He peers into a black Chevy Suburban. It's huge, with pitch black windows, enormous chrome rims, and a custom-made grille of silver spider webs.
See the dashboard? This all torn up. Yeah, and then back here, you can see where they, they pulled the floorboards off.
It also has a rather suspicious reddish-brown stain all down the side of one of the doors.
Looks like somebody might have got shot in this one. Look at, or hurt. I wouldn't doubt it in this thing.
We have sold some with bullet holes in them.
Auction staffer Paul Wibbler says blood isn't all that unusual.
We have seen them that the windows are shot out, or they'll have bullet holes in the fenders.
Does that bring down the price?
Not really. Not for our parts buyers. And then, of course, you've got people that buy the bullet hole stickers to put on, you know, the deer hunters and stuff, so that's, hey, that's a badge of honor.
When the auction gets underway, Lone Star Auctioneers owner Marilyn Burgess rattles off the prices and the cars go quickly. Most go to dealers or are headed for resale in Mexico. The Dodge Magnum with bat wings goes for $20,500. A 99 Porsche with only 30,000 miles goes to a private collector for $33,000. Eddie Salazar bought the black Suburban. He plans to resell it.
There's a lot of people out there looking for cars like these, so somebody will buy it.
But replacing the torn-up dash and floorboards is going to cut into his profits, and he needs to clean up that mess on the door, whatever it is. He also knows to give it a careful look over.
It's a drug vehicle.
Can you tell when you open it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do they ever have secret compartments that you come
in? Some of them do, most of them. Like in the center console and on the floors.
In 1999, a 77-year-old woman bought a Volkswagen Golf at a Marshall's auction in Kansas City. But it kept running out of gas, even when the gauge said it was half full. When she took it into the shop, a mechanic discovered $82,000 stuffed into the gas tank. The woman was later allowed to keep the money. The story's almost legend around the Marshall's headquarters in Crystal City, Virginia. Here in a glass office complex just outside of D.C., the oldest law enforcement agency in the country has an entire staff devoted to selling the assets of criminals. The sales bring in more than $200 million a year. Cars, boats.
Horse farms, ambulance companies that were bought with dirty money up in New York.
Catherine Diotis is chief of the program.
There was a shredder. One of the first businesses that I worked on was the Bicycle Club Casino in California.
The marshals sell businesses, too, but they usually have to run them for a while first. Federal trials can take years, and the marshals become the managers of casinos, bars, sports teams, and lots of strip clubs. That makes people like Len Briskman a jack of all trades.
Business is business, and we have a banana plantation in Puerto Rico that we're monitoring right now.
A banana plantation.
Yeah, a 1,000-acre banana plantation.
He's also got a supermarket chain and, since June, a garbage company in Connecticut. That would be Jimmy Galante's garbage company. Galante has pleaded innocent to 72 counts of racketeering and extortion. Briskman says the garbage company was in real trouble when he first looked at the books, but now it's doing great.
We eliminated a lot of skimming that was going on in the business, and he was paying a number of no-show employees. So we felt in the first couple of months that we were there, we ended up saving about $5.5 to $6 million a year.
He's also gotten an inside look into the business. Briskman pulls out a recent memo from his desk and starts reading. It's from the receptionist at the garbage company's headquarters in Connecticut.
Good afternoon. I wanted to let you know that last Friday, I received a threatening phone call for Jimmy. Jimmy is Jimmy Galante, one of the indicted individuals. The gentleman would not identify himself and wanted me to get a message to Jimmy. The message was as follows. Tell Jimmy to keep his f***ing mouth shut and things will go easier for him.
If Jimmy Galante is found not guilty, he'll get his trash company back. If he's convicted, the company will go to auction. If that happens, Len Briskman promises the highest bidder will get a well-run company that's making money, legally. Laura Sullivan, NPR News. ¶¶